What?
Last one died.
I mean, died. Oh, the machine. Yeah. Okay, if we can get to the Ravid. I had something said about the Ravid. We got the Ravid first or the other part first? Which we do?
Depends who you ask.
I will try to. Oh, you got something in the Ravid? So you know what he's I can tell you how I learned, but I'll tell you. Let me start first with the Chotz Mefulish issue. We have an interesting machlekes. I think if you guys went through the sugi you saw carefully, two things. First of all, it's you do a machlekes achrein. The Ramah is Mefulish. That in spite of the fact that Mavli Mefulish to Rishus Rabim has Hilchus of Tikkunim, we learn that the Tikkunim are that you need Lechi Mitzad Echad and Tzuris Pesach Mitzad Sheni. There is even a Deya that says that you need Delis, right? We didn't pass on the way that was Kananya. But certainly you need Lechi Mitzad Echad and a Tzuris Pesach Mitzad Hasheni. The question is there a similar halacha by chotzer? If you have a chotzer, which is mefulish to Rishus Harabim, that means it has two psachim, one pesach, pasuach to Rishus Harabim on one side, and the other side also pasuach to Rishus Harabim, does it have similar halachas? Is it enough to have a chotzer, let's say, shnei lachyayim, or a pas dalid on both sides? Or do I need a tzuris pesach on the other side as well? So the Ramah clearly paskins. You guys have had a chance to see the Ramah inside. You may have noticed. Ramah says Beferish Chotzer is different. Chotzer doesn't have the same dinim as Mefulish. Both the Magen Avraham and Taz accept that Ramah, and as the Devar Poshut by them, that Chotzer does not have the halachas of Mefulish, of Amovi Mefulish, doesn't need Tikkunim. The Evan HaOizer in Shin Samechei Sif Beis is Chilik. He says it's not true, and he gives several examples from different Taisvus, and we'll get to some of them soon. Yitzhak Shem, we'll talk about one of his strongest rayas. We'll get to it in a few minutes. But the Evan Ezer says it's not so. He says that you do see by Chotzer that there is a din of Pilush. Chotzer Mefulish does have the halachas like Movi Mefulish and needs Tikkun. When you investigate, you discover that the Rishonim, it's a machlekes Rishonim too. The Rashi, Pashtus and Rashi, the Pashtus of the Rambam, it's the Lashon Rambam we have, the Farish, the Rambam almost says it as clear as a bell. He says, Nifrat Samovi Beluya Lechotzer, the Nifrat Sechotzer Keniglish is Ramareza Osm Nishud Movi Mefulish, Vechotzer Muteris. So the Rambam seems to differentiate, as do many other Rishonim. In fact, it's almost fair to say the Roy Rishonim seem to hold that by Chotzer there's no such din. However, there are two Rishonim that are Chaylik.
You mean the Rashba?
Yeah.
Here.
The Rashba, yeah, do you have the Rashba by the Sakaitish? So the Rashman of Avodas Kodesh is Cholik. The Rashba says, he describes Chotzer Shnifritza Mishtei Rihu Chaseh. The Rashba says that you need on one side Lechi V'Kayer, the other side needs Tzur Sepesach Oy Meid Kiporetz. He says that again at the end of the simon, there the gears is a little hard to read. We'll get to the gears soon. But he says, Hoysachotzer Prutza Mishtei Ruchoysel, the Rishus Rabbim, Afilu Zoy, Keneged Zoy, Rabbim Boykinbo, Nichnosen, Mezevi Yetzin, Mezeim, Yeshla, Tzuras Pesach Mikan, Lichyain, Upasdal Mikan, Muteris. The Anus, he says, you need Tzuras Pesach Mikan. You can't have Lichyain on both sides. The Riaz also. And if you guys had a chance to see the Riaz comes out like that, Lamaskona. Hagam, the Loshen of Rav is Chotzer Muteris, Mavoy also Chotzer Muteris. The Riaz seems to understand And I'm not going through this now to save a little time, but you may have realized that it has to do with the Shach Levatari here in Daf Ches. You guys saw that. That's the part of the Shach Levatari. The way we have the Shach Levatari, the way Rashi reads it, it's going to come out not that way. It's going to come out that in the end, we will support Rav's Kiddush, that Chotzer, Muteres, and Mavli Oser, but the Rias is going to learn in the Maskana that Rav is talking about a case of where they weren't Zekin El Shalek Neged Zeh. But in the case of Zekin Neged Zeh, Hachinami, the Chotzer will come out to be Oser. So he is also learning that a Chotzer, Mefulish, is Oser. So we see this Machlegis Achrainim is actually a Machlegis Rishonim. It's not a Kiddush, it happens a lot. The question is, what's the Lumdus of it? What's the lumdus? Well, what's the gedder here? What's the hesber? Why does some Rishonim understand it's davar pasha that chotzer doesn't have a din of chotzer mefulish? And I would almost entertain that that's the sheet of kimat roiv harishonim, except for the Rashb and the Riaz. All of them seem to mechaber or tour. Everyone seems to understand the Rambam that chotzer mefulish doesn't have these dinim. What is the issue? So Naftali, share with me Rav Simcha Zissel's lumdus. Remember what you told me? You can say it over. Say it.
Because the idea of Pilush is that it looks somewhat like Jusaravim or a thoroughfare, and Chotzer is never Shachta, that'd be a thoroughfare.
So in other words, the idea is a Chotzer is not a thoroughfare. And what's the other side? What's the side that it would be us, sir?
The other side is...
So the way you say it a little differently now that you said it to me the first time. I didn't actually see Rabbi Simcha Zissel inside it. I know this. The way I would have said the lumdus simply is the idea of mavui mefulish associated with the fact that it's a mavui and therefore it's thoroughfare. Chutz is not thoroughfare. The other Madam is saying, whatever you have a Rishus that's bordered on both sides by Rishus Arabim, the dinim kick in of tikkunim. You need a tikkun. The problem with that is it's not really masbir anything. Like what? It's not explaining the hezber. It's a lumdus that describes the machlekes, but it's not really masbir. What is the issue? What is the concept over here that is dictating that by Mavui there are special dinim of Tikkun and by Chutz or not? And what changes according to the other Man D'Amar? So I want to think a little deeper to try to explain the etzem gedder of what they are saying. This is how I understood it. I understood it like this. And this goes back to something I told you a while ago. A Pesach, to me, by definition means a point of entry. A knisa in Hebrew. We use the word Pesach, and in Hebrew the modern word is knisa. It's an entry. A pirtza is not a mokum knisa. It's a break. It doesn't only serve as an entry point, it serves as an exit point. It's a way through. It's not a way in, it's a way through. The Pashut understanding of a mavui versus a chotzer is a very simple idea. In a Mavui, the purpose of the Pesach is as an entry point into the Mavui. The purpose in a Chotzer of the Pesach is an entry point into the Chotzer. And this is almost by definition how it has to be. Because the walls create the Mavui. The walls make the Rishus HaYachid of the Mavui. The walls make the Rishus HaYachid of the Chotzer. If I don't have the walls, I don't have a chotzer. So therefore, it ought to then follow that the Pesach that I put into those walls is a Pesach to the Mavui, a Pesach to the chotzer. Now, in a Mavui, the Hishtamshus of the Mavui doesn't really have one in and of itself. You don't do anything in a Mavui. A Mavui is a means to get to someplace else. If it's a Mavui Sosu, it's the means by which one gets to the Batim v'chatzeris. But in a Mavui Mefulish, it's a way of getting from one side to the other, to get into the other Rishus HaRabim. In a Chatzer, it's very different. Because a Chatzer is, by nature, a Mokum Hishtamshis itself. You are Mishtamish in a Chatzer. So it's not just a means of getting from one place to another. The Pesach serves as an entry point into the Chatzer. So this ought to be, this is the Parship Shat, the crucial Chiluk. In a Mavui, since the Pesach of the Mavui is not a means to get into the, in a Mavui we're foolish, is not a means to get into the Mavui only, but it's serving also as a means to get through the Mavui. So that would eliminate the, from the Pesach, the Din Pesach, it becomes like a Pirtza. And when it becomes like a Pirtza, it turns the Mavui in maybe Durabonin, Durais, I don't want to touch that, but it's turning the Mavui into a semi-Rishus Harabim. So it needs a Tikkun. The Din Rishus Harabim has to be eliminated. And that's done by putting Tzuras HaPesach. We'll get to that in a moment. In Chatzer, I don't need that. Because the doors, the psachim of the Chatzer, are by definition means of getting into the Chatzer, because I want to go in. You have to get into the Chatzer to be able to mishtamish with it. So what does it make a difference where they are with the positioning, that they go from one side to the other? But the very existence of the Pesach is not a means through the Chatzer. It is created, it's hishtamshus, the mokum itself of the Chatzer. The fact that there are walls of a Chatzer contain within them the very din that this has the hishtamshus of the Chatzer. Hishtamshus means Pesach, means Knisa. It's a done deal. It already has the tikkunim built into it itself. It's a Knisa to the Chatzer. What the Rashba and Riaz appear to be saying is this. That's true. But when the, call it the structure of the Chatzer, lends itself to another Hishtamshus, not Hishtamshus that comes mitzad the Rishus. Mitzad the Rishus, you're Mishtamish with it to use the Chatzer as a place of doing things in the Chatzer. It was a mokum of Hishtamshus. But since they are zeh keneged zeh, the Bnei Adam are giving the Psachim another Hishtamshus. It's coming from the outside, not from the Rishus itself, not from the walls themselves, not for what they were made for. But the Bnei Adam, from by their usage, are giving Gufa Hishtamshus to the Mokum of the Psachim and turning them into Pirtzes, because there are means from one side to the other.
Why is Rabbi learning the Pesach in the Rishus itself? Why is Rabbi learning the Machlikas in the Pesach as opposed to learning it in the Rishus itself? That a Mavi is the Rishus of walking through. So this walking through
can
back as opposed to the Chutz, which is a place of Tashmishim, so the walking through can or cannot.
Because I think that, because I'm getting to that, I want to explain what the Tikkun addresses. What does the Tzuras HaPesach do? So Hadradina. So now, why does Tzuras HaPesach make it better? A Tzuras HaPesach is still a Pesach.
It's Din Sosim.
Yeah, but why does it have Din Sosim?
Because I'm matching the door.
Right. So that bothers me a little because it's still a Pesach.
Whatever that she does, it explains that it becomes an entrance.
It becomes an entrance. Why? Because by definition of a delis, that's the whole thing. You're by design, you're designing my door with it as a Tzuras HaPesach. You're designing as a knisa into a mokum, so it loses the mokum, becomes the structure is a thoroughfare. That's good for what I'm doing.
And if it's not in the Pesach, that wouldn't change that.
No, then it's a pirtza.
And the Tzuras HaPesach wouldn't change that.
No, the Tzuras HaPesach changes that. Now it's a mokum. You don't put a door on a thoroughfare.
Well, that's exactly why it's not a tofu, because there's a door there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So that's the idea. The Tzuras HaPesach changes that. The Tzuras HaPesach takes off the Tzuras.
Because the thoroughfare doesn't have it.
What?
The thoroughfare isn't going to have a door. So if I have a door, that means the place inside of it is not a thoroughfare.
Okay, so you're saying the Tzuras HaPesach changes the nature of the Rishus?
Yes.
Okay, you want to say it that way? I'm not going to argue. Well, you know, that's not... I don't know. I mean, I don't have to go there. So I wasn't going to go there. But if you want to say that, that's fine. If it makes it easier for you to hear it that way.
Does that fit better with the Rashman Truvis? The Rashman Truvis says that Chatzis is Makom Mutzna.
Well, 1 second. I'm getting to that. Hold on. In a minute.
But Rabbi San had a different explanation, though.
What did he say?
Rabbi San once said
it has a... He's allowed?
Once it has a Din Sosom, and I'm saying some sort of halachic mechitza there, People walking through it are climbing over walls.
I know that. Okay.
And
so,
if someone's going to climb over, if I were to have Mokka Mokka for Dalek Rechitzis and people are climbing over the walls, it's not going to have a
Dimon.
It's not going to have a Dimon Foolish.
I know.
It's the same idea.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I don't know if he bought into my door idea so much, but he's allowed. You know, we just because my chavrusa, he isn't my press secretary. Let's put it that way. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, there is something very interesting here in this Avodas HaKodesh. He says that I can do two things in the chatzer. I can either put in a Tzuras HaPesach, but he also suggests I can do an Oymid Kiporis, Oymid Ruvel HaPoritz. He says that will also work, which is very interesting. It's Muchach that by Mavoi that's not true. Because by Mavoi that's the case. The case is when you have a Mavoi Yom HaFoolish, is you have Taka, a Pesach. We had the halachs, we talked about it, that normally you can have a shear 10. When it's a Mavoi Yom HaFoolish, it becomes a Pirtza, then the shear goes down to Dalid. But we're talking about where the Oymid is Ruvel HaPoritz. And nonetheless, the halach over there by Mavoi Yom HaFoolish is we don't say that it will help. By Chotzer, we find that it does help. So what's the idea? What does it mean? And on top of it, the Evan Ezer's Raya that Chatzar has Dine Pilush comes from the Taisus we had before on Hamad Beis. Because Taisus said, the Gemara said, Kavachimer lechatzar. Kavachimer mechatzar. We can learn up, Eimin Baruba works. Since we learn by Chatzar, Eimin Baruba works, Kavachimer lechatzar. Taisus here made a statement. Taisus said, Taisus qualified himself. It's only in the fourth wall. But Taisus did say, and the Sugya did assume, that one could make a Kavachimer from Chotzer to Mavui. Why? Ma Chotzer that Lechi V'Kaira don't work, but Eimin Baruba does work. Mavui, where Lechi V'Kaira do work, certainly Eimin Baruba will work. So if you have an eyes there, if you learn that by Chotzer, there is no Din Pilush. By the way, if you notice, the Gain Yaakov has the same kasha, he just says it a little differently. You notice that? The Gain Yaakov says it the same kasha. The way he, it's almost the same. He the way the Evan Ezer says it is that if the kasha would be that Ma Lechotzer, that the Pirtz of 10 is kosher, Taimar b'mavui that the pirtz of 4 is what's kosher, less than up to 4, under 4 and above is possible. So he says that that's the pirchen, your kal v'chaymer, the dinim are different. Gaon Yaakov says a little differently. The way he wants to say it is ma lechotzer that Eimin Ruba works in the side when the wall that's connected to the Rishus Harabim, Mashen Ken Mavui doesn't work. So what they've done is they found halachas that connected into the Kal V'Chaymer that make the Kal V'Chaymer, that are part of the Kal V'Chaymer. So if you remember, I actually dealt with this on Daf Dalam Beis. Anybody remember that in this year? Huh? Hamad Beis. I actually dealt with that in the Taisa. I dealt with this Evan Ezer a little bit. I don't know if anybody was holding or remembers. I tried to deal with it. Because I wanted to say, in this Taisa, that's what Gufa, what he means, that's Gufa the Kal V'Chaymer meant. Well, the whole problem that the Achronim were all dealing with was, what is the Kal V'Chaymer itself? Why do we assume that Eimin Baruba works by Chotzer and doesn't work by Mavli, and that needs the Kal V'Chaymer to learn? So we brought that Rashba. The Rashba understood that Chotzer, by definition, is a Mokum Mutzna, it's a Mokum Ishtamshus. Mashenkin Mavli is just thoroughfare. So I argued that actually changes the Dinin to a certain extent. When you talk about Eimin Baruba L'Paritz by Chotzer, it creates the idea of stima. Because what I'm trying to do is create the Mokum Mutzna. It's so same that the sides. Mashenkin by Mavui, the focus is not to create stima. The Mokum, it's just to create Mechitza. I don't need stima. It's a makom of foolish. So he gufa by chatzir was a given that Amir Wella Paritz was going to create stima. By mawi, we needed to learn up that it also creates stima. So Tosfos said, even if it creates stima, it's only going to be in the fourth wall. But in the other three walls, it won't work. You have dio. So I understand then that what's happening here, and this, the whole pircha and the whole rye of the Eben Ezer isn't really no geya. It's not that I found all these halachas are what the whole Kavu Chaimer was about. The whole Kavu Chaimer was to say that dinim that I find special by chotzer, which was that it has a din sosum, by mavui I don't have that. By mavui it just turns pirus into pesach. I want to say in the fourth wall that it would create a din stima that would take off the need for a tikkun. Because it's not, if it's a Pesach in the fourth wall by a Mavui, it needs to have a Tichon Alechi. Here I'm saying it's not a Pesach at all, it created stima. But at the other walls, Mehecha Tesi, that's the whole nature of the Chilik between one and the other. So you can't ask me, Ma Lechotzer, that it has this din, Mashenkin Mavui has that din. That's goof for the whole, that is the Kal V'Chomer. The whole Kal V'Chomer was based on that halacha, that by Chotzer, the walls have a din stima. That's why by Chotzer, the Piritz is going to be 10. Mashenkin by Mavui, it's not considered sosum. That's why the Piritz is going to be a shear of Dalid. When you have Eber Ruba, it's not considered sosum. It's considered a Pesach, and in a Mokum thoroughfare, it's a Piritz, and therefore the shear is not going to be 10, it's 4. By Chotzer, the whole rules are entirely different. When I have Eber Ruba, I view this as being sosum. I close it in. That's goofa what it was all about. That was the whole Kal V'Chomer. It was all built on that. So the Eben Ezer's Raya is not a Raya. It's not that they're individual halachas that are different. Those halachas are the basis of the whole Kal V'Chomer. That's why it's all different. He must have. But all the Achronim did. Yes, definitely. Eben Ezer definitely the Kal V'Chomer differently. I don't know how he learned it. He doesn't say. And I never really understood. I don't know where the other Achronim learned up the Kal V'Chomer from. But that's how I understood it then. And therefore, I'm now making another statement, which I think is almost muchach, that this Rashba, who was saying that by Chatz Omen Meruba, you can have Lechi on one side, or the way he puts it is Shnei Lachyayim on one side, and Oyim Ruba on the other side, that's only by a chotzer. By a mobi, that's pushed, not true, and the halacha is not true. And halacha, it won't help. You need on the other side of a mavui, it must be a tzuris of Pesach. Oyim Ruba will not help you to be seis of a mavui, only a chotzer. This is all in the understanding of how the idea of what chotzer works. Okay. I tried to do that fast. Did I do it too fast? Everybody follow what I was saying?
Good. Wait, so what's the Yisod? Why would there be a din pilish by a chotzer?
That you mean according to those the Rashba and the Riaz,
yeah.
It becomes structural. It becomes because the Bnei Adam, the Hishtamshus. I'm going back to my original idea. If a door is a Knisa, it's a Pesach. That's okay.
Yeah.
When it becomes a Piritza, that's when Pilush kicks in. Most Rishonim are saying that the whole function of the Rishus, the whole function of the wall, is to serve the Chatzer. So therefore the Pesach also, by definition, it's created to serve the Chatzer. Therefore, by definition, it's a Pesach, it's a Knisa, it's not a pier, it's not a thoroughfare, and therefore there's no Din Pilish, it doesn't make sense that it should be there. They're saying that even though it's made, its creation, its existence seems to be to serve, but the function of people, the Hishtamshus of the Tzibur, can actually change that and can take something which is designed, whose design would be to serve the Chatzer, becomes a thoroughfare. So the way to change that is to redesign the Pesach, to design it that it itself is not a thoroughfare anymore, it's a Knisa. That's what serves the Pesach will do. Okay. Now on to this Rambam and Ravid. Okay, I'm a little hazy, I admit, on the sugya, but this is how I remember my understanding. There's two things that have to be explained. And I don't remember if I did it in that shiur before I left. If I didn't, I didn't get to it. But here's what I want to... Okay. The Rambam Shita is Nifrat Samovoy B'Miluya. So then it's just a hop, skip, and a jump, Naftali. It says Nifrat Samovoy B'Miluya L'Chotzer V'Nifrat Sachotzer K'neg Delishas Rab Mareze Osir Neishu K'movi M'Fulish. So it's Meduik and the Rambam that the Rambam is learning that it sounds like it's mamish and mofim foolish. This doesn't sound like what Rashi seemed to say, nor what Taisa seemed to say, that we're talking about special gzeiras, because Aroya, who's standing in the movie, sees it as a... It doesn't sound like that. Rambam calls it a mofim foolish. It sounds like in Din, it's the same halacha as the classic mofim foolish. So the problem one has to see when he looks at that is what does it mean? It's going through a chatzer. Why is it a movie foolish? Okay. Now, what I left you with was, as I remember, was I had a little bit of a diuk in this taisvus. The problem that the different mefarshim, I think I told you the pshat of the Masifta, and I told you the Bach, this Lashon Ela L'Rabbi Yehuda. What did Taisus mean that the Pilish Lemahani Lechi Ela L'Rabbi Yehuda? So I understood to mean like this. You have, when you have a Lechi that Shav Mifnim, V'Nira Mibachutz, it's an interesting case. We have, if you're standing in the Mavui, you don't see a Pesach, just go straight out. Mitzad the Chotzer, there's a gate, there's a Pesach. So Taisus is saying like this. The way I said the Taisus was that the nidain of Shav Mifnim V'Nira Mibachutz as a lechi or not is only in the Hilchos of Heker. But Avad has it in Pesach. Therefore, Taisus understood. That's how I explained the two lashonos of Taisus. Taisus seemed to say in Amud Aleph that the reason why it's not Mefulish is because after you go into the Chutz, it's pointed L'Kan L'Kan. Then why is Taisus seem to emphasize over here that it still has Din Pesach? Teretz is this. They're both. You need both. In order to say that the Mavui and the Chatzar are two different Rishuyos, there has to be an idea of you're leaving one, going into the other. That's what a Pesach represents. I'm going from one place to another place. There's a Pesach here. So, in Halacha, because Mitzad the Chatzar, it has the Gipufim are there, Mitzad the Chatzar, it's Zichra Pesach. And therefore, I'm going from Zichra, going from one Rishus to another. As such, what would that matter? If the walls go straight out of Pesach, but the walls go straight out, which is the case, for example, in the Movi Shil Yochid, you build them up. So what does it matter? If we paskin like Rav, that it's called a Movi Mefulish, means because I'm entering into a place which goes right out. So this is still a Movi Mefulish. So that's where Taisus emphasizes a Chatzar is different. Because the Chatzar, you can go here and here. So you can't say that this is a Pesach out. It's a Pesach to a Chatzar which has what to do left and what to do right. It's not a way out. It's a way here and a way there. Okay.
Meaning that the idea of Akum is the same way by Akum they're saying it's a problem. Because
Sidei Chotzer, it just follows around. That's where you go. Here, I have where to go. Okay. The Rambam, I think, has a chidush. Why is it more foolish? The Rambam is telling me something fascinating. He seems to be saying like this, that you're done on each place individually mitzad atzmoy. Meaning like this. He is going... that Shav Mifnim V'Nira Mibachutz is not called a Pesach. It's not called a Lechi. It's not a Pesach. So the Rambam understands that the Mavui vis-a-vis the Chatzer is like one Rishus. It leads right out. If it would be a separate Rishus, so then I can say it's Nidin L'Kan or L'Kan. But it's not. It's just my Mavui got wider. But it's a way out. Therefore, the Rambam sees this as a mokum of foolish. But that's all mitzad the mavui. The chotzer has a pesach to the mavui. So the chotzer mitzad atzmai, it's going out of the chotzer into a mavui. It is no shaychus. It's a mokum uteris.
Why is the Rambam chalik between connector and not connector? Why is the Rambam chalik between connector and not
connector? He is mechalik.
Why? It's one reshus.
Because
so then in a movie which has reshus rabim at both ends, if the psachim with the mizeshel keneged zeh, it's still being a fool.
So what he's saying is because I the way I understand it is because when it's not keneged zeh, then you're actually going, you know, you're
reshus.
Huh?
If it's a movie, it was just a movie with no chatzah there and mizeshel keneged zeh, it's still a fool. So if the chotzer and the mover are one rishus coming from the mover, then it's one rishus.
I hear it structurally as just a way out. Once you have to go left or right, then you're going into, by definition, going into another rishus. If I have to get out, I have leeway and I have to move around, then I'm by definition going into a, it's not mafulish. It's by definition a choice now. It has a derech here and then a derech here. I can stay there. That's how I understand it. That's really going into the sugi itself. What's the chilek zeh keneged zeh versus this? If you hold it's mamish mafulish, not just gzeira. What's the idea? So I understand it that when I'm now, there's movement inside, so it's not, that's not mafulish anymore. It's mafulish implies that you're going right out. The whole derech, the whole structure, structurally, it's a way directly out. So the Rambam is saying if the way is straight out, just it gets wider, so what? If you're right, if I have to now go zeh keneged zeh, so I'm, there's movement, lateral movement within the chatzer, that's not called mafulish anymore. Okay. That all assumes that I am looking, that ad kan divrei Rambam. Enter the Ravid with a chiddush. There is, the Rambam is not chelik on this Rambam. What's the Rambam? Ah, here. Yeah. The Ravid makes no comment on this Rambam in Yudches. Now, we could be, this is a sticky point. The push of shot in how you learn up the Ravids when he's not chelik on a Rambam is that he's maskim. Sometimes you can say that if the Ravid is chelik someplace else, he doesn't have to be chelik in every single case. If Leshitase here would affect over there, it can make a difference. But Minas Tam, the fact that the Ravid is in chelik and Yudches implies that he was okay with this Rambam. So I'm assuming that the Ravid here is building on the Shitas Rambam, but he has a Chiddush. The Ravid says like this. He says, "Mistabrim yesh diurin barachava. The eruvu bnei rachava oy bnei achatzer im bnei amavui. Shakol muter bein bemitzah bein minatzad. Dalach krev sheshes. Damar the eruv mashviluhu chad mina umechitzos tehocha mahani lahosam." So the Ravid has a chiddush. He says if there's an eruv between the rishuyos, it will take off the pilush, and it sounds like it will take off the pilush even if it's zeh keneged zeh. I mean, obviously he's talking, the Rambam doesn't talk about here specifically the case of zeh keneged zeh. He's talking about a case of mavi akum. But pashas should be the same thing. So what does he mean? What does eruv do? What does it add? So I understand the Ravid to be saying to me like this. Eruv, when you make an Eruv Chatzeris, what you're really doing is you are taking two independent entities, and being ma'ar of them and turning them into one. The Ravid is saying like this. That all I said now, according to the Rambam, that mitzad the mavui, I look at my Pesach and I say, I don't see a Pesach here, and so I'm going straight out. That's because I look at them. The mavui is nidoin independently of the chotzer. And we said the chotzer is nidoin independently of the mavui. Says the Ravid, if you're ma'ariv them, what happens is now the chotzer becomes the dine mavui and the dine chotzer become connected. So now he's telling me that when I ma'ariv them and turn them into one unit, the dinim of the chotzer are meaningful mitzad the mavui. Not to say, he's not saying, I don't think he's saying alumnus that now I consider it a Pesach. He's not going there. But he's saying that now that I said that the Chatzer became one entity together with the Mavui, that I say that the heterim of the Chatzer will apply to the Mavui also. So he says, Migoy, I was almost like a Migoy Svar. He doesn't use those words. But it's saying, now that I say that the Chatzer, the walls of the Chatzer are Matir the Chatzer. They serve as walls for the Chatzer. So I'm going to say also that they're going to serve as walls for the Mavui also. And as walls, it's now no longer considered mefulish to the Rishus Harabim, and it's Matir the Mavui.
Well, without the Eruv, wouldn't I say such a thing?
Because then it's not. Then I look at them as independent entities. The Mavui exists independent of the Chatzir.
Then the Mavui doesn't hit Rishus Harabim, so what's the problem?
It does hit the Rishus Harabim.
How?
Because the chatzu is just it's an expansion of the mavli.
So are they one or not? How is it one and going?
It's physically one. You can't say it's not one. But I say the mavli doesn't is not misyachis with the halachas of the chatzu. It's misyachis with the structure of the chatzu.
So what is the Bible just the motion of chadmina?
I don't know. I don't know what it means. I don't know what chadmina means anyway. What's one min? How do you read that? I just sort of meant like that, like one reshus.
What did he say? What he meant?
That's the lashon maybe. He says chad reshus in the chayyim. He's going the same type of
thing. I don't know how else to read that except that's what it means. What he's trying, and I understand he's saying is that I can be ma'ariv the halachas. The halachas of the chotzer can now help when I'm an arev. The dinim of the chotzer can help for the mavui. And what are the dinim of the chatzer? The dinim of the chatzer are that the chatzer, the walls of the chatzer are matir the chatzer and created as a separate rishus, as a separate mokum, as a mokum that's mutter for ishtah, it's a separate rishus. So you're saying that halacha, those halachas now kick in, and my mavu is now longer considered to be a foolish rishus harabim, it's an entrance into a chatzer, and the chatzer itself is goes out to the rishus harabim. That's how I understood it.
It's just...
That's not how Erev works. Okay, what's wrong with my understanding about Erev works?
Well, the Erev is operating at the Bialus level.
Is it operating?
The Bialus level.
I understand.
What does it have to do
with the Bialus? Isn't that part of what the Bialus level does? Is that what the Bialus level says? It's one...
One Rishus. They had the tilfo, but the mother remains a mother, the chotzer remains a chotzer. They're very clearly separate Rishus.
I didn't get it. I don't understand.
For instance, if
that
would
have... Is that what you mean?
No,
I understand. I understand what you're saying is that that's how it works to be matir the tilfo.
Right,
but
how does that turn into one
of his things? But it is. That's what it's doing. Otherwise, I see this as several rishuyos and traveling, going from one rishus to another. When you have, like, for example, an erev chatzeres, what's in the chatzeres? It's turning into one big chatzer. What's it doing?
You need to cut him.
You only to bring second,
like
what's the
second
one? What's the second one? The Ramah, we're talking about
Shin Sahdala.
Once it's a
chotzer, that turns into a chotzer.
That's an
achazah.
Wait, what was that? Okay, that's our trap. I'm talking about really trap. The way Ashutik works, as far as I can see, is that the problem is that I have the different Bibles, different people using. So this is Rishus Yachid compared to Rishus Rabbi. And by me being Vatal, my Rishus Yachid, and being Machnek to everybody else, or whatever Nusach, he was saying that, so also my Rishus Yachid turned into Rishus Rabbi, so there's no separation like that. In the comparison of Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabbim, but about it, this is the Chotzer and this is the Mavud. Nobody's ever saying that it's one Rishus. They're two similar Rishus. They're similar enough that there's no Isur to Metalta from one to the other because of the Shituf. But they're not the same Rishus. They're similar Rishus. There's a difference between saying similar and saying the same. Same means that they're one. We're not saying they're one. They're separate. But they're similar enough that I can be Metalta from one to another. The same way I can be Metalta from one carpet to another carpet. I could also tell them from Mavet and Chotzer because they're similar, that's all.
No, it's not a Rishus Yochan into Rishus Sarabim. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, I'm about to tell that aspect of it.
Show me is that lesson.
Into one Chotzer.
What about Mavet to Rechba? Mavet to Rechba, you say it's, each one still remains its own thing? Mavet, that's parts to Rechba?
I understand, but I'm asking on that. That's not how Shituf works. Shituf shouldn't play all of that. That's not what Shituf is.
We don't know enough about Shituf yet. Just
look
around.
Find someone else says differently. For the meantime, Rashi and the Rambam did not say that.
So what, how you want to read this? You understand the Rambam to be saying that the Eruv is turning the Mavli into the same dinim as the Chatzer, into like one.
I'm told they're the last because Shituf shouldn't do that. It shouldn't be doing that.
What's Lashon Miri? Doesn't he say like a Lashon like that, that it becomes like one of
Rishon?
I know they say that, but I'm saying it doesn't make sense.
You say what? Well, it doesn't make sense that that's what the Yeruv would do.
Yeah.
Isn't that, in other words, okay, you're saying the way it is because it becomes how are you understanding how Chatzar works? How are you understanding that?
I'm turning it into a similar type of rishus. The problem is different types. That's the issue. You can't move from one type of rishus to another type of rishus. But if I did an eruv, so now everybody's living in all the houses. So that means that the houses are also the same type of rishus as the Chatzar. They're also Meshamish Rabin.
I think it should only help that it doesn't look like a shinui, but it shouldn't help in the sense that I get the tikkunim of that.
Yeah, it's not the mechitzas, the rishus, the vada, the house and the chotzer are not the same rishus. There's no question about that.
When he said rishus,
I'm not saying that they're the same rishus. I'm not going there. I'm not making them on rishus. I'm saying that the dinim, and as until now they were they're viewed as independent entities, and therefore the halachas of the chotzer don't affect the mavui.
But they're not.
Now I'm saying, so the ear of, as I understood, the ear of says that the ear of will create
it's structural. You can't be gebayt on the ear because the Miri says it by a mavu going into rachba. It can't be that the ear is the schadish that these dina migu that they help for here can help for there, because Miri has no problem doing that even without an ear. And Mavi that empties into Rach, but he says the Chad Vishusi. So he doesn't learn. It's like he like a migu.
Well, he wanted to put the Raven together with.
He says like the Raven says a similar thing in the Haggah.
Yeah, I don't know. You know that Miri is a funny Miri. I don't know. It doesn't like the Hemshift. He doesn't say those words again. He said it like one time, and who knows what he means over there. I don't know what that Chidushi Miri means exactly. What would mean by a mavui though? Let's say here, if they were ma'ar of the chatzah with the mavui, so what would it be? What would they be doing?
It's the same idea, because chatzeros have separate shtamshes. You have chatzer Reuven, chatzer Shimon. This is shtamshes which is miyuchav for Reuven, shtamshes miyuchav for Shimon. I'm a vatel there. Everybody could use everything now. So it's not there. So it becomes again. It's a word. It's a similar or different kind of rishus, but it's not. Once I make it a similar kind of rishus that everybody's using everything, so that's enough. But it doesn't make it into one rishus.
I didn't say it into one rishus.
It doesn't give it the dinim of that place.
Yeruv doesn't change the shtamshus rishus. It doesn't give different dinim to it. It gives a dinim that can use it, not like a different dinim in it.
Changes just the usage, that's all. Who is going to use it? That's all it changes.
Takes off the.
What you're asking is that what you're really asking a more fundamental question on the right. You're asking how would it, what does Yeruv have to do anything? How does it help you name the Balmor?
I think it does.
Why?
Because it's a question of the hefsek rishus, meaning that if I have a shittuf between them, so it's not enough of a hefsek. I need a hefsek where I have two.
So you're saying is if I would be ma'ar of it, it took off the individual nature of the chatzer, right. It becomes like a mobile also, like
enough. It's similar. It's similar enough
to lose the hacker.
Yes, and according to the Rav, it's the exact opposite.
That doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense. And it doesn't make sense that it should be doing something to. Okay, I haven't really solved that.
I don't know.
The way I'm going to stop. The way I understand it, though, is this point is I think fair that even if you're right that the lumdus is that it's mevatel the bilus one to the other, and so therefore it creates. You're learning that it's all it does is make a similarity between the two Rishuyos. Is that really muchach? I mean, the Rav, it sounds like it becomes like one entity. They become.
Well, it's this Rav, it's a mocker. All I know is the Rashi and Rambam. I looked up the Rashi and Rambam saying that.
They remain separate Rishuyos. It's just not a Rishus Rabbim into a Rishus Yochid Rishus Rabbim. It becomes more like. They all become like one big Rishus Rav. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
they
have the same similarity. It's the same way I'm using this, I'm also using that. That's what he says. It's about the Tashmishim. It's not.
Gaining his Tamshis in his Rishus.
And the Ravid over there is not.
In my head, I don't know why I always thought that. That you're saying is right. And I thought that was all part of it. So it's not just the similarity issues, they actually become. They're more together as being one Rishus.
Maybe that's how do we have that jump? How is that created? Nobody did that. There's no Chazal were never said that. That happens. We have an idea of how to be conscious. Unless we'll be mechiyah that it happens in Mimela, we won't be able to do that. Because there was no special dakana to do that.
So we have a chotzer and you have batim to the chotzer. You have batim open one bais to another.
Yeah.
Also can't carry from one bais to another. Yeah. So what's happening there? I mean, I'm allowing. You're saying is I'm allowing.
The bias is not meyufel. The problem is the bias. By the bias, the problem is the bias.
Okay, but you have two rishus of yochid. So I'm not changing the min as a rishus. It's still rishus of yochid.
No, but I'm changing the bias.
What do you mean?
That I mishtamish mer has two, so it's not a separate bias anymore.
So it's ma'ari of the batim, like one rishus, like one bias.
No, it's not like one type of
rishus. One type of rishus of yochid.
Within the type.
But it was until now Rishus Yochid.
The different types of Rishus Yochid. There's Rishus Yochid which one person uses, and Rishus Yochid which multiple people use.
So that's the idea, it's changing that kind of thing? That's the lumpus of it? I just thought it like so to makes it it's Ma'arabid and.
I'd rather if you could find a marker for that.
Can we make like Rishainim? What exactly happens?
Yeah, I don't know myself. And as the Rishus Yochid, each individual. It changes it from a rishus that's used by one versus used by two.
Yeah.
Why does that bother me? Well, you're allowed to carry from rishus yoch to rishus yoch.
No, but if it's different bailus, it's part of zero derabon.
Yeah, I understand that. Okay, I will search it later. Try to find if I have. Okay, I hear.